Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Dr. Don Dixon thinks that there might be more going on in Australian spirituality than the statistics show, at least on the surface. He's the co-director of the Centre for Public Christianity, and he joins us now. John, welcome to Open House. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to talk with you, mate.
Yeah. So here are the stats. 1971 and 2006, between those two polls, the number of people who ticked the no religion box in the census rose from 6.7% to 19%, which on the surface looks like quite a jump. Are you worried?
Not really. Mm-hmm. It's even a bigger jump amongst young people, 15 to 34-year-olds.
24%, wasn't it?
Right up to 24% almost. At one level, I guess you could get alarmed, but I think we should always take a deep breath at these times and just sort of analyse what's really going on. And I think it's important to work out that statistics like this don't tell us what people actually believe. It simply tells us about a person's sense of affiliation mm-hmm. with religious denominations. Mm-hmm. So fewer people are perhaps ticking, you know, Anglican or Catholic or whatever. But this tells us nothing about what they actually still believe. You know, mm-hmm. in previous censuses, they may have said they're Catholic, even though they don't, you know, attend a church or anything, or they may have said they're Baptist without attending a church. But now they've got the confidence to say, actually, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I have no religion formally. But we don't know what they believe.
Mm, they just don't want to affiliate with any particular label.
I think that's what we need to read here, because actually all the studies that drill down to find out what Australians do actually believe tell us there's incredibly high rates of belief throughout Australia.
Well, you actually mentioned in an article recently that was in the Fairfax newspapers about some other forms of research that show that perhaps even up to 80% of Australians believe in God.
Well, the best research done on this topic is the World Values Survey, which only comes around every 10 years, but it's massive. It's a study of the entire world. And the Australian figures are, yes, 80.1% of people say they believe in God, and 5.3% of people say they're atheists. So a tiny proportion of people are atheists. And what sort of troubled me when the latest Bureau of Statistics data came out about the increase in no religion is that some vocal atheists began to sort of beat their chest and say, ah, look, it's the end of belief in God. And I tried to write this little article to say, actually, it probably tells you nothing about people's belief in God. It simply tells you that people are fed up with calling themselves a Catholic or an Anglican or a Baptist when they don't really go to church. They haven't been doing that for years, but now they've got the guts, the honesty, you might say,
to kind of, yeah, to tick the box, make it public. Yes.
That's right.
And yet there was the Spirit of Generation Y report, I remember, released a couple of years ago, and that was, again, kind of looking at our younger demographics that we mentioned before, and it was saying something like 31%, if I remember correctly, 31% of Generation Y, kind of 15 to 34 or somewhere around that age bracket, considered themselves to be humanists. They found their meaning in, you know, family and friends and causes, but not in God. So there seems to still be some sort of trend downwards in terms of, you know, religious faith, Christian belief, etc.
I think at a formal level, that's true. But there are deep human intuitions that aren't going away. I think the basic belief in God probably isn't going away. People describing themselves as humanists, I just think so many of these things have to do with which labels sound best. Mm-hmm. You know, who wouldn't want to be a humanist? You know, I'm a humanist. Mm. If that means you really like humans.
Yes.
and I can well imagine 15 to 30, 34-year-olds thinking, there's no way I'm going to say I'm an Anglican. Those rotten Anglicans, you know, they're so harsh or whatever bad experience they've had in their background. And I should add that I say this as an Anglican, so I'm just picking my own tribe here. I can well imagine them saying, I'm not one of those. I'm a humanist. Because the associations with humanism are better than those with Anglicanism or with any particular brand. I think that's what's going on. As I sort of move around the country, I think when you get alone with people and ask them what they really think, most people still do actually have a hunch. There is a God. They have a soul. There's some ultimate right and wrong that they need to plug into. There are spiritual things still to tap into, even though on the surface you know, you're right, it looks like things are on the decline.
Mm. I was in Adelaide across the weekend speaking at an event for Life FM. I had a wonderful time. Thanks, folks, on Friday night. It was just gorgeous. We were talking about kind of the two polarizing, almost paradoxical trends that while we have these statistics coming out of the ABS, etc., we also have amazing statistics when it comes to sales of New Age books and books coming out of the new spiritualities. Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth and The Power of Now and those kinds of things. Very, very popular books. In fact, was it 20 million people who signed up to be a part of the course that Oprah ran with Eckhart Tolle last year? Not a few from Australia. There certainly is still this rising interest in spirituality, whatever we make of the other statistics.
And I think that creates the sort of a fertile field for conversations. And that's part of why I'm excited about both the reporting of these ABS figures, but also the new atheists, Richard Dawkins and so on, who at one level look like a danger to Christianity. But I actually think it just gives us some space to start talking about Christianity. Perhaps we need to talk about it in a different way. Christians need to sort of lift their game a little and not use the old paradigms. But I think the great majority of people are still open to thinking deeply about life. Mm. And I'm hoping that my Christian friends see it as a great opportunity to move forward rather than be fearful that people are leaving the church.
Mm. Now, nevertheless, we still do have a clear drop in the number of Australians who are attending or identifying with church. That seems to be the case. We
Definitely.
Are still seeing that happen, particularly for the mainline denominations.
Yeah.
What might this mean for our society at large, if that is actually true, if that's reported rightly?
Well, it's an interesting thing. It may mean a whole bunch of things. I was just at lunch earlier today with some friends, and one of whom was an atheist, and he was basically saying, you know, the sooner we get rid of religion, the better. He really thought religion was a bad thing for society, and he thought it was a great thing that people were turning their back on formal religion. But my response to him was, are you actually aware that an awful lot of Australia's non-government humanitarian work is actually done by religious organisations? A massively disproportionate number of people involved in voluntary work and humanitarian aid are churchgoers, regular churchgoers. And the figures here are overwhelming, and it's not just Christian research that points this to us. Government research tells us that if people are regular church attenders, they are far more likely than the general population to give to charity and to give time to volunteer organisations. Now, I'm not saying Christians are better than non-Christians. Not in a million years would I say that. But there is something about the Christian community that encourages people to get involved in society, to give to the poor and so on. And that seems to be having a dramatic effect. So if church numbers are waning, I think all of us should be a little bit concerned that that may mean a drop in volunteering rates, a drop in overseas aid and development, a drop in the money going to charities, great charities like World Vision and Mission Australia and the Salvation Army, who have a Christian foundation.
Very important things for us to keep in mind. Good to talk to you, John. Thanks again.
Always good to talk with you.
Yeah, that's Dr. John Dixon, co-director of the Centre for Public Christianity.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.